You'll have to YouTube it now.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mr. McWilliam?
Hey, that's me.
Hi, yeah, it's Ellie, you're calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? Are you okay?
Not bad.
Ah, oh, brilliant. For some reason, when I called you then, it was like, I wasn't hearing what you were saying until 10 seconds after you'd said it, and vice versa.
Oh, well, I have a security-encrypted phone.
Right, I say, don't know whether that has anything to do with it. It might just be the internet in here, to be completely honest.
It could be.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I am calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim, you know, for the abuse shore in Care.
Yes, what it was, I was in Care from the day I was born till, from 1970 until the 18th of December, 1986.
God, so he's in there literally from the day you was born up until...
Up until I was 16, and then they didn't even have a programme for me, they just threw me out. And then about a year later, the home I was in, it was for all violent people, it turned people into monsters.
Yeah.
Because you had to fight just to survive. And basically, the police came to see me, I was in a Young Offenders Institute at the time. And
yeah,
they said there was an investigation about the home, and I believe a lot of the staff were sent to prison and stuff. No, because they broke her bones, they did everything.
Was you in the same home for the full first 16 years of your life then?
No. As a child, you know, I can't really remember the early ones. I think I was in ones called Wendy House, Spring Bells. I was the first boy in an all-girls home, Windsor Lodge. But then I got moved to a place called Closeburn when I turned 12.
Yeah.
That was the one that the police shut down.
And what's that called, sorry?
It was called Closeburn Assessment Centre.
Closeburn Assessment Centre. And what area is that Closeburn Assessment Centre?
Dumfries and Galloway.
Yeah. Dumfries. Yeah, Closeburn, Dumfries and Galloway, weren't it?
Yes.
Just one moment.
It was a bit of a gladiator skill.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that as well, like you say, sir. So what I need to do...
97% of the kids that were there turned into murderers.
Yeah.
Most of them that were in that home turned into murderers or were murdered themselves or killed themselves. You know what I mean? I think the police had been investigating it for a long time, but it just came too late for me.
Yeah. So I'm just going to... what I need to do before I take some information on that?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, so just to confirm, I do just need to make sure that your details that we've got on the system are correct as well. So I've got your name as a Mr. John McWilliam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the best email address is johnmcwilliam2015@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Yeah. Can you just confirm your date of birth?
13/10/70.
And can you just confirm your current door number and postcode as well?
16FY29SH.
And that's Wilshire Road, is it?
Uh-huh.
And obviously, like I said, you was literally in care from when you was born, so you wouldn't know how your parents
born. What it was, my mother was alcoholic. My dad, well, he was just kind of laid back. He didn't really, he wasn't really hands-on as a dad.
Yeah.
It was both me and my sister was also in care with me.
Yeah. Just one moment. Is she older than you, is she then?
She's 2 years older.
Yeah. From the day you was born.
From the day I get took under the Social Security.
Yeah. What's your sister's name?
Helen.
Helen McWilliam.
She was McWilliam, but she's Wallace now.
Now we will never contact her unless you know you would say that we that, like she would want us to, but we can also make a claim for your sister as well. If she would obviously want us to and she was comfortable with us contacting her. So if you'd like to ask her, you know, fair enough.
She's still in Scotland.
We're not gonna like ring her out the blue or anything like that anyway, like don't worry about that. Like I said, but yeah, just feel free to pass on the message and let her know that we can contact her in regards to this. And
what it was, when I was in Close Bum, you know, see, as a child, when I first got there, I was used to being in a children's home where the staff actually cared and, you know, did stuff for you.
Yeah.
And then I got there, and I remember my first day, I was punched in the face, I was kicked. I don't know what was happening, they were systematic, they didn't give us fresh clothes. They had a cupboard, which was from the 50s and the 60s, and we were all running about like hippies.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to communicate. It was weird. We weren't allowed to communicate with any other child because they were normal children.
Yeah, so just one moment, sorry. So just for obviously the first 12 years of your life in care was absolutely fine, you know. People actually cared for you. Then you went to Closeburn and obviously...
Everything changed. And because my dad would phone me and he was quite a hearty guy. And, you know, so many times I wanted to say to him, look, Dad, this is happening. But even when we were having conversations, the staff listened. They had a fucking handset that they listened to every call. You know, and so trying to get... And then the social work department knew what had happened and they tried to write a book. They asked me if I'd go and stay with a guy and say that care was brilliant. And I said, no, I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
Because why would I tell so many lies? I mean, on a daily basis, kids were slashing their wrists. You know, I remember staff members busting my head wide open, and the doctor was in it, because the doctor from the local health centre came and stitched me up and just put me straight in bed.
Beat me up, even split your head open, you said.
Oh, they split my head, they broke bones. I even remember they broke my ankle in 1984. I remember that because it was my sister's birthday and I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to go because they were putting this big cast on my leg.
Yeah.
You know,
really sorry to hear that, honestly.
Every child in there suffered abuse. I mean, the police, I was in a place called Pullman Young Offenders Institution. Because leaving that place, I didn't have the mindset to be a normal person. So I ended up, like everybody else, going to prison. And basically, while I was there, the Dumfries and Galloway police came all the way to Pullman to interview me. And they wanted to know about Closeburn. Now, at that time, I was only 16. And I didn't want to embarrass myself and say to them, well, here, wait a minute. I was getting bullied, I was getting this, I was getting punched all over the place. And I went, look, I don't want to be involved.
And it's one of them as well.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. It was because I had a reputation.
That's it. And even though obviously there is nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, you was a young kid and he was abusing you at the time. You don't really want to share that with anybody, do you? Because you are embarrassed by it.
I know, and the police were like that. Look, you've been named. All the other kids had mentioned the beatings they'd seen me getting. You know, and I was like, look, I really don't want to be involved. But the police went ahead with the prosecution anyway, and it got shut down.
I've reported the abuse that they've seen you suffer.
Aye, people had seen so much happening. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, it wasn't as if there was any day that was good.
Yeah.
Every day you were degraded. I mean, I don't know what happened. We were getting food that was no very good. The staff were sitting eating big meals. I mean, everything, it seemed to be that they were taking everything out, and even to the point, I remember going into the girls' shower room one day because I got told to go because hours were broke, and there was a male member of staff having text with one of the girls.
Oh, God.
And it was horrible, and then I was beat up afterwards because I'd witnessed it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was just horrific. I mean, I was lucky. I lived through it. A lot of the kids killed themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, if they'd done it earlier and shut it down, maybe a lot of them would still be here. But it was hard. Yeah. It was hard to go to one home where the staff were brilliant. Because I was in a home from 7 until I was 12. 5 years I was there, and it was absolutely amazing. And then just one day I came home for lunch, and the social worker said, oh, it's part of your progression, we're moving you on. And I got took to this close person, which was right out the way. Nobody could hear the screams because there was no houses next to you. You know, it was just basic. You were
just out in the open.
It was just, if you ever see a place like Closeburn, it's such a small place, and it's slap bang in the middle of fields. I think the nearest thing to it's a graveyard.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's a place that I've never been back to.
How long was you in Closeburn for?
4 years.
Do you know what your father's name was as well?
John McWilliam.
John McWilliam, was it?
Aye, he was the same as me.
Yeah, just one moment. So I just got a really, really hot flush all of a sudden, just had to go open the window. So his father was John McWilliam. And do you know what your mother's name was then, or would you...
I really didn't know my mum. It's weird. I know she's dead now, but I couldn't tell you anything about her.
No worries. I was just going to say, in case it was like on a record or anything, but you've got your dad's name.
It could be on my file, but I mean, I've never bothered getting my file.
Don't worry. We're going to get the files for you anyway. That's not a problem. Just to confirm, have you been known by any other names?
I've always been McWilliam.
Yeah. Perfect. And can you just confirm your current local GP surgery?
It's Adelaide Street Surgery, Blackpool. What it is now, I'm class C because of everything I went through for years. Yeah. It took years to diagnose that I had illnesses, and now I'm housebound. I get took out every Tuesday to see my doctor, my blood tests and things like that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's just mental.
Especially health. Living in Blackpool as well, you know. Do you not try and get a little walk out around the beach or...?
Well, what it is, I'm quite lucky. I've got a good family and they come to Scotland all the time and take me places. I just don't like doing it more because it's a horrible... When you come to Blackpool, you think it's all right, but it's a horrible town.
Yeah, no, I know. If you just like one or two streets behind the promenade, it's the same, isn't it, to be fair?
Well, I'm on... from my window, I can see the tower, I can see the prom, I can see the sea. I mean, because the house I stay in, it's a building for disabled people.
Yeah.
And there's only three of us in it. It's a big, massive house, and there's only three of us in it.
Yeah, we are aware of that. But the reason why... Oh, no worries. And, sorry, just to confirm. Obviously, as well, you know, if anything was to happen to you during the time of this claim, we would just put, like, a beneficiary, somebody who you'd want to receive the money, but as well as that, somebody who can confirm that, like, you know, you are who you say you are and you was in care and things like that. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
Your sister.
Yeah, no worries. And that's Helen Wallace, isn't it?
Helen Wallace, aye.
Yeah. Would you have a contact number for Helen?
I'd need to speak to her before I gave you that. Because she's a wee bit...
Right. I'll just put, we'll provide that a later date.
Aye, she doesn't like talking about the care system.
It's completely understandable. I mean,
even her, I've never spoken about anything about care.
Yeah. I was going to say as well, if you just let her know, obviously, I mean, the average claim at the moment, to be completely honest, is anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000. I know that the money's irrelevant. You know, the money doesn't really matter. It's not.
It wasn't for me, because I don't go out. It was more, I've got children now myself.
Yeah.
You know, and basically anything was just going to get given to them.
No, of course. Like I say, I know it's not like, you know, all about the money, but obviously there is a lot of money being paid out at the moment in regards to this. So, obviously, if you let your sister know as well, because we can obviously claim on her behalf as well. So,
I mean, as well, I mean, the Dumfries and Galloway police were the ones that did the investigation into Closebum.
Yeah.
And took them to court, and ones that were sent to prison and stuff.
No, of course. So, no, it's perfectly fine. Yes, like I said, I've put all those notes down on the system, and you said that there was a few people from there that have been convicted as well, weren't there?
Oh, yes, there was loads of them. I remember when I was about 19, I was in the middle of a town called Dalbeattie, and one of the female members of staff was then working for BT, and she tried to talk to me, and I just spat on her.
Yeah, right.
It was horrible, horrible. Even the women were horrible. They tried to degrade
me. That's the thing, and the fact that a lot of these people still get to walk around and get to see the light of day. You know, after all the things that they've done to all these young children. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I mean,
some of the stories I've heard, honestly.
They were animals. I mean, it just seemed to be they took pleasure and hurting other. And I mean, they used to love when two kids used to fight. Because what they would do was they would claim they were separating us, but they'd be smashing us to bits. And then when our parents asked, where did all the bruises come from? They'd say, oh, they had that in the fight.
Yeah. No, exactly. But it was just like, they were just looking for a reason.
And then they would make us go into the gymnasium and fight with each other with boxing gloves on. I remember they used to make us, Ricky Tindall, his name was, and he used to claim he was a big boxer, and he'd make us go in and smash each other up. Just so that he had something to entertain his shift. You know, and we were never took on holiday, we were never bought clothes, we never got Christmas presents, we were just treated like nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and that baffled me, because in all the other homes I'd been in, we celebrated Christmas, we celebrated birthdays, we went on holidays.
Yeah.
But it was always...
I said about it wasn't really difficult.
You had nothing to work towards.
Yeah.
And I was playing football. I got offered to play football, and rather than me going to play football, they broke my ankle.
Yeah.
And that baffled me.
When you...
Because I was going to
be playing football. When you're supposed to play football?
When I was in the one in Newton Stewart, I was playing for local teams, and I played for Scotland Schoolboys once. And then basically... When I was, just before I left, the social workers had sort of thought that I was going to go to an academy in Charlton. And that never, as soon as I got there, they said, well, you can forget all about that. Anything you think you're going to do, you're made better than any other child. And you got to do nothing. I'd never missed a day of school, but they never let me go to school.
I was so it's like the Scotland boys.
When I was a little boy, I was only 12. Yeah. But basically, when I got there, you know, I said to him, is there any way I can play football? I used to do the athletics, and I never got to do anything. And they would tell you they would do stuff, and then they were no intentions of doing it. And then on the last day, when you were all excited, they'd say, oh, what are you excited for? You're no gone. And it was always...
Honestly,
it was horrible. It was like you lost your trust in adults. And, and me and my sister, we've never spoke about care. You know, but my therapist, I've had therapy for many years. And they've put all my problems down in the care system. because I didn't know how to sort problems out.
No, exactly. Like you say, it's not really your fault either. At the end of the day, honestly, like the amount of people that I speak to since I've done this job, it is unbelievable. Some of the stuff that's obviously gone on.
And the way they spoke to you, you know, they'd swear at you. Just there was no, you were never on a level with them. They were always talking down to you.
Yeah.
And they had a punishment room in Closeburn. I think the police took photographs of it eventually. And the punishment room was you couldn't sit down in it. There was only enough space to stand. And then there was a door in front of you. And you were only meant to be in there 20 minutes. I was in there for 3 days. And they had me in there a whole weekend once. And they used to just keep coming to the window and laughing at us. You know, and I know that was a big thing in the court case. It was because honestly, you couldn't sit down. You couldn't turn round. You were just standing. And it must have been about 14 inches across. A tiny, tiny space with a door. And that's where, and all you could see is there was a window in the door.
Yeah.
And that's all you could...
I'm sorry to hear that, John.
It was right next to the bathroom. I'm
sorry to hear that. By the sound of things, though.
It was good to get out there.
Yeah. No, of course. Of course, that is understandable. Like you say, but you're very relieved to get out of there.
They didn't even tell me I was getting out. I woke up on the 18th of December thinking it was like any other day. I got told I wasn't getting breakfast. They came into my room. They took everything that was my personal effect. Any money I had in my account, they never gave me. They just gave me a piece of paper to a town that I didn't even live in. And that was me out the care system. You know, I couldn't believe it. I remember having to stand in the snow, and luckily my uncle came and got me. I mean, because they had the intentions. I thought social workers would have got me home at least.
Yeah.
But no, But it's okay. Before 12, every home I was in was brilliant.
Yeah.
I would say that to this day, I still talk to members of staff who were there from the homes I was in before I was 12. And they told me that when they tried to contact this other home, they got told that I didn't want to see them.
That's awful. Because they knew that you would have told them what was actually happening there.
Of course, because I trusted them. Yeah. They were lovely people.
They knew if you would have spoken to somebody who made you feel safe, that you would have ended up telling them.
Aye, and I mean, it was like, I never even knew, because I thought that the staff had just forgot about me, and I was the page boy at so many other weddings. And then, basically, when I turned 12, I got married, and they kept phoning to see if we could organise a visit that I could come and see, and they said that I didn't want to see them. I found that out when I got to 17, 18. I bumped into one of the members of staff, and they said we've been trying to find you for years. I go on holiday every year now with kids I was in that home with in Windsor Lodge, the good home. They were lovely kids.
I see. So, yeah, John, I mean, by the sounds of things, from everything you've just mentioned, you have definitely got a case to be made here, you know. And just so you're aware, we're not just like clutching at straws or anything. We're not just hoping for the best. So far, you know, majority of people, as long as you have like experienced some form of abuse, then they will be looking at like getting a payment for yourself as well.
Yeah.
Basically, I've took the statement. I've wrote as much as I could from what you've obviously provided there to me. Again, absolutely awful, by the way, as well, like what you've had to go through as well. It is absolutely horrendous.
It was certainly a journey. You know, it was...
Yeah.
It was different. I'm glad my son doesn't have to go through that nonsense.
Of course. No, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, like I was going to say, basically, in order for us to make this claim now, there is just three things that we need from yourself. We do just need a proof of ID, so a picture of a passport or a driver's licence, something like that, and a proof of address dated within the last 3 months as well. Would you have them to hand at the moment?
I've got a... Wait a minute, I think I've got a letter from the Universal Credit people, because I'm not allowed out the country.
Yeah.
Because my illnesses say that I'm a danger to myself and other people. And I'm not allowed to drive. Yeah. But I've got, from the government, letters from the government. I've got letters that from my hand, my disability and stuff.
No, that's fine. So as long as one of them's dated within the last 3 months, we'll be able to...
I've got my government UK payments letter I got from, I get a disability and universal credit.
So, if it's okay with you, I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp. If there's any chance you can just take a picture of your ID and also take a picture of one of those proof of addresses and just send them over on WhatsApp. And whilst you're doing that, we'll just get the form sent out to you.
Right, well, wait a minute, I'll just... see if I can get onto the WhatsApp. And see if I can do that for you. What's up?
Are you Elliot, innit? I'm Elliot, yeah. Just sent you a message on WhatsApp, yeah.
Take a photograph. See if I can get this.
Perfect. That's fine. Is there any chance, though? Could you just take the picture again and just make sure that the whole page is in the picture?
Wait a minute.
You know, all four corners are on the...
Wait a minute. I'll just get the picture.
Yeah, that's perfect, thank you. And then just a proof of ID as well, if you've got like a passport, driver's license, anything like that.
I've not got any of them, I've never ever been out of the country.
You've not got any photo like...
No,
Do you have a bus pass?
No, I'm meant entitled to one, but I've never asked for one because I don't go out, so I don't get the bus.
Yeah, you don't really need one. What we can do then, if you don't have any type of photo ID at all, we will just need three different letters that are dated within the last 3 months.
I think I've got a few here, actually. I've got...
Yeah.
I think I've got my disability letter.
Yeah, that's fine. Honestly, just any three letters that are dated within the last 3 months.
I've got one from child maintenance.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's dated within the last 3 months, we can use it.
It was dated last week, because it's just my payment.
Yeah, that's fine. If you could just take a picture of that and send it over as well for me then.
Let me see, I think I've got my disability one as well. I've got one for the council about my council tax. I've got my council tax one.
Yeah, that's perfect as well. Yeah, I think they last a year usually anyway, don't they, council tax one? Perfect, thank you. And
I think I've got, let me see, that's just going to be, that's just that. I've got one for my, okay, that much letters lying about. I'm trying to find the one for the disability.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the. For some reason, I can't find the disability one.
I mean, if you just have any other letter with
I've just got, like I say, I've got my council tax there, my child maintenance, and my universal credit one there. All with my name and address on.
Now, like I said, if you've got one more letter you can send for me, just anything that's not one of them that you've already sent. It can be the same type of letter, but just a different letter. You know, like if you've got like another universal credit or another child maintenance, something
right,
like that.
Yeah, you think what date was that? That was February, wasn't it? I think I might have another universal credit one actually. This is January's one. It's the January one.
Perfect, thank you.
February to March there.
That's brilliant, thank you. So all that's left now, basically, John, and then we'll be able to get started with the claim for you. Just send a form out for yourself. You should have received a text and an email for you to sign.
Right.
What this basically does is it just gives us the authority to contact, you know, like the local authorities and things like that for you.
With my record still with the social work department, my sister got hers a few years ago. I never asked her. I know what happened. I don't want to read about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I say, if you did want a copy of it, we could send it, but we won't just send it without, like I say, it's not a problem. So like I said, basically, this form just gives us the authority to contact them. Then tomorrow, I believe, there will be another form sent out that just basically, that's just a form that we send off to the redress scheme, just to sign that as well. But if you can just open up your text for me now.
I'm in Messenger of... messages, bang.
Yeah,
be right. So Elliot and Jim has sent a document for you to review and sign.
If you just click proceed to document.
Can you document and proceed to send it, Elliot Logan? Right. A reference.
Sorry?
I think I agreed, let me just see.
Yeah, agree to all.
I'm just looking for the alphabet. Oh, man. Right, it says number 10 to 11. It says signature. How do I do that on here?
So just tap where it says signature, and three different signatures will pop up.
Let me see. Yeah, I've seen that, but none of them are my signature.
Yeah, just click any of them. It's not... It's just,
right,
he needs to know that it's coming from your phone rather than you've actually signed it.
What would you have done after I've done that? It says 64%.
Yeah. It says 64 what, sorry?
64%. It's saying the same value has been filled. Print name.
Yeah, if you just scroll a little bit down, there's just one more signature that you need to tap and enter.
Signature. It's not like you put the signature in. I've put one at the top. I'm going to press that, isn't he? On the 10 of 11.
Yeah, what does it say? Does it say, like, agreeing, sign all or anything like that, or finish?
No, at 10 of 11, it's got, it says witness.
Yeah, ignore the witness. That's for myself, that for later. I think it might be around page 6 or 7. There's another signature for you to enter.
Wait, let me see. 7 of 11. That's 7. Nope. It's not 6 or 7 of 11. Full name, date of birth, aye. Sign. Signature. There's a bit there, it says signature. That's in now.
Yeah, and then just tap that. But it should just say finish in the top corner.
Finish. Bang.
Yeah.
You have signed this document.
Perfect. That's signed on my end now as well. So obviously, just so you are aware, obviously, it is the way we operate. We do work on a no-win, no-fee basis.
Right.
So obviously, we will never charge you if you are unsuccessful. In a successful case, it is 16% plus VAT, which equals
right.
20% in total.
Great. No worries.
Yeah. Perfect. And I do just need to make you aware as well that there are three ways that you can claim for the Scottish Redress Scheme. You can claim yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government to help towards the redress scheme. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Obviously, as we have already discussed, if you do instruct us, it will be under a private agreement, as discussed, that no win, no fee, and it is 20% in a successful case.
Just you go ahead.
Yeah, no worries at all, John. Well, just want to say as well, thank you for taking the time out to speak to me today. I can appreciate it is a bit of a difficult conversation, you know, rehashing the past and things like that. So I do appreciate you obviously taking the time to discuss it with me as well. Obviously, I know it's not easy. And like I said, you know, if you want to speak to your sister about it, then feel free. We will be happy to help. If she's not comfortable, or if you don't want to bring it up, then it's not a problem. But just let her know, obviously, we can do it for her as well if she would like us to.
No worries.
Other than that, I will give you a call tomorrow, just because the form that we send off to the redress scheme, they'll just want your signature on that form as well. But now you've signed it once, you know, it'll be no problem signing it tomorrow anyway.
No worries.
And then that'll be everything that we need. Yeah.
No problem.
Perfect. Well, no worries then, John. Other than that, thank you for your time today and you have a lovely day.
Great. Cheers, bro. Great. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Cheers. Bye. Yeah. Ring him if you want. I've only done like 3 anyway, so I'm not that fussed. I'm not going to get paid on anything anyway. No, you can do it if you want. I'm not asked. I